Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Howie Lim. And in Powering Your Property, we look at the biggest headlines coming out of the property space. Singapore's property market is showing continued resilience in the face of a deepening recession. In the third quarter of this year, official figures by the Ministry of Trade and Industry show that Singapore's GDP contracted 7% year on year. Yet in the property sector, there was a burst of activity, with Property Guru Singapore Property Market Index Q4 2020 recording a 0.41% increase from 111.9 to 112.4 points. Dr. Tan Tee Koon is Singapore Country Manager of Property Guru. He has more insights for us. Thanks for joining us today, Dr. Tan.
Hi, Howie.
So let's share some key findings from the PMI, price index, supply index, with comparison with Q3, Dr. Tan.
Sure. According to Property Guru Singapore Property Price Index, prices have remained relatively stable with a slight quarter-on-quarter 0.41% gain in asking prices in the non-landed private residential market. Now, this corroborates with numbers from the URA, which indicated that prices of non-landed properties increased in the third quarter of 2020. On the supply side, we saw a 32.7% dip in non-landed private residential listings in the third quarter from 282.4 points in our supply index to 190.1 points. And given that this decrease comes after a previous quarter spike of 46.4%, this reflects the clearing of inventory built up after the pent-up demand following the resumption of property-related activities in July and August. So, Howie, really, private home prices in Singapore continue to surprise on the upside despite the pandemic. And third quarter price increase was driven by a burst of buying in the city fringes and suburbs. Many long-term investors and wealthy buyers are on the prowl for properties, as many are repositioning their wealth from riskier assets.
But with pent-up demand for property lifting, as you mentioned, will this affect home prices moving forward?
Despite a sharp decrease in supply, the marginal increase in asking prices suggests a market of genuine buyers, and the success of the government's macro-prudential property cooling measures in weeding out speculators. So home prices in districts with stronger demand may see prices hold firm, while districts with more units in supply may see sellers more willing to negotiate and moderate prices. For example, there is an estimated 20,000 HDB units reaching or have reached their minimum occupation period this year, which are likely the upgrader base for private home sales, largely in the outside central region. That said, the market of genuine buyers, with Singaporeans making up over 80% of the buyer demographic, should keep home prices relatively firm into the next year, barring any unforeseen events.
Yeah. So this buying activity in Q3, it has impacted the district performance in Q3?
Yes. New launch projects continue to be in demand in the third quarter, with developer sales hitting new highs over three consecutive months. So September eventually closed with 1,329 new home sales, and this was a 5.6% increase from August. So Howie, Q3 saw a lot of buying activity in the northeast regions of Hougang, Serangoon, and nearby Aljunied, where buyers can find reasonably spacious 2 to 3 bedroom units in the 1 million to 1.5 million price range. That's really quite a sweet spot pricing. Although genuine demand is somewhat resilient, buyers seem more cost-conscious amid the pandemic recession. Of course. This price point makes up almost 40% of the total transactions in Q3. In fact, in our consumer sentiment survey, second half of 2020, 82% of respondents polled preferred to have fewer facilities and pay lower prices for their property purchases.
That's interesting.
That's right.
Their version of scaling down lifestyle.
Well, I think it's a practical consideration, Howie, because I was just reflecting on myself. How often do I use the pool? How often I use the gym?
Oh no.
Right. Yeah. So in a sense, I think they are trying to right size their expectations and their wants in accordance with their lifestyle. Yeah.
So what about residential hotspots to watch out for? Will that no longer be an indicator of where demand will go, more what type of property people are looking for?
For residential hotspots, there are a few I'd like to call out. While most of the activity in the third quarter was in the northeast areas, as I mentioned, this quarter, and I think subsequent to this into the new year, perhaps the first quarter of 2021 as well, we are expected to see many new launches in the central, western and northwestern parts of Singapore. Let me just call out a couple of examples. Districts 5 and 21. District 5 would comprise areas like Buona Vista, West Coast, Clementi New Town, and then District 21 would be Clementi Park and Upper Bukit Timah. They are likely to remain the darlings of both home seekers and local investors. And new launches to look out for would include the Link at Beauty World, which already launched on the 14th of November. And in a single day, it sold 96%. And upcoming key residences around Sunset Way and Claverne in Clementi. Now, for District 21 in the Clementi Park, Upper Bukit Timah area, in particular, the Good Schools and upcoming URA master plan for the Beauty World Integrated Transport Hub bodes well for this district as it undergoes rejuvenation and an injection of vibrancy into the area. So, an integrated transport hub is basically a fully air-conditioned bus interchange that provides seamless connection between MRT stations and adjoining commercial developments such as shopping malls. So as part of the Master Plan 2019, the development of an integrated transport hub at Beauty World has been planned. And these transport hubs, for example, are designed to improve the travel experience for public transport commuters as we march towards an increasing car light Singapore. So residents around the future of the integrated transport hub at Beauty World will have much to look forward to when it comes to accessing the plethora of commuter routes.
What about the outlook for the housing market ahead, Dr. Tan, for the rest of the year, let's say?
The observed decline in the Property Guru Supply Index is encouraging, suggesting a healthy take-up rate in the market. A similar trend was observed in the private residential market as a whole, with URA recording a 105.3% quarter-on-quarter increase in the take-up rate. Furthermore, there remains a massive market of HDB upgraders, which will continue to grow and fuel demand into 2021. Generally, industry members and analysts are optimistic that recovery is underway. There is actually an observation that there could be some softening in the market in October due to the clampdown on the reissuance of purchase options.
Yeah.
In September 28, I think the controller of housing reined in and made a ruling on that. However, in our opinion, the plunge in sales in October could also be attributed to two main reasons. The sharp fall in new launch units for sale. The only project launch in October saw 5 units being sold. So there is a dearth of new launches in October. And then September home sales recorded a 2-year high of 1,329 units sold. And that created a high base for comparison, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
And you think this will spill over into 2021, Dr. Tan?
Yes, I do. In the consumer sentiment survey we did for second half of 2020, there were 3 in 4 intending to buy a property in Singapore, more than half intending to purchase within the next 2 years. That's this year and next year. So the majority intends to buy in Singapore. As such, I believe there is confidence in Singapore's sound fundamentals and the government's efforts towards stimulating the economy. That's 100 billion, right, from the government's coffers and creating jobs so businesses can continue. The present environment seems positive for investors, with new launches looking particularly attractive as the general sentiment is that the economy would have recovered considerably by the time these projects are completed, say in 2023 or 2024, and a vaccine for the current pandemic would have been found. As the economy continues to reopen and travel gradually picks up again, we expect more foreign buyers to return to Singapore's property market. And until then, there are also virtual property events like the Asia Property Virtual Property Expo that is positioned to allow home buyers and investors to experience local and international properties from the comfort of their homes.
Mm. At the risk of sounding like a fuddy-duddy, Dr. Tan, I just don't understand how people could buy property sight unseen. Virtual is just not the same, I feel.
Well, actually, Howie, it depends on whether a person is buying for investment or for homestay.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, those who are buying for homestay, they could still purchase a property via virtual means if they are very familiar with the locale.
Mm.
Yeah, so if you are a Singaporean and you know you are either living in a particular area already, let's say you are in District 19, you grew up in District 19, to buy another property in District 19, it is unlikely that you need to have a look. Yeah, because you're so familiar with what's happening in the vicinity. But if you are someone from overseas, you may not know District 19, and therefore a lot more research would have to be done. And we're looking forward to travel restrictions being lifted up so that foreigners can come in, especially to the core central region where there are new launches and also available units for sale. Yeah.
Dr. Tan Tee Koon, Singapore Country Manager of Property Guru. Always grateful for your insights, Dr. Tan. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Howie.
This has been Powering Your Property on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.